One of the federal opposition's most controversial policies ahead of next year's election is its proposed plan to end negative gearing for the purchase of existing homes. But modelling out today by Master Builders Australia says that rather than increasing the construction of new homes, there'll be a fall in new dwellings and a $12 billion downturn in building activity. Labor has slammed the findings as flawed. It says the modelling fails to factor in that its policy on negative gearing will be grandfathered, that is, to protect existing property investments. Master Builders Australia Chief Executive Danita Warne is speaking here with the ABC Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
Unfortunately, our economic modelling came back saying that there will in fact be a downturn in housing construction, a decrease in jobs, and as a consequence, nearly $12 billion in loss in economic activity in the industry. So we believe it's necessary for the ALP to do a bit of a rethink about their policy due to the results of this modelling.
You commissioned this research through Cadence Economics to show up Labor's negative gearing policy. Presumably. Did you commission this with a critical outcome in mind, or were you flying a kite?
We were open, to be honest. There was overtures undertaken by the ALP to us that we really needed to take their policy seriously, that it would have a beneficial impact on our members. So taking them on face value, we tested their policies with an independent economic modelling team, and unfortunately the results came back the way they did. Hence, we sought to engage with the ALP, but they've made the decision to stick to their policy, and hence our decision to make public this today to start the debate.
These are pretty dramatic conclusions. 42,000 fewer new dwellings across the country, 32,000 fewer full-time jobs, building activity down by almost $12 billion, fewer renovations. But is there an element of scaremongering here?
Well, we've looked at both minimal and worst case scenario. The scenarios certainly we've highlighted a worst case, but nevertheless, the minimal impacts are still significant.
So you've highlighted the worst case scenario, but what's the best case or mid-range scenario?
Well, even the best case or mid-range scenario is still a decrease in new dwelling starts, a decrease in employment and a decrease in economic activity.
Labor's been quick to criticise the outcome of this research, says it doesn't actually model Labor's negative gearing methodology because it doesn't account for the policy of grandfathering existing property investments. So do you have an oversight there?
Simply, we were aware of their grandfathering policy. We didn't need to model it because this economic modelling is about future activity, not current or past.
But if you're going to get a different take on the negative gearing policy by Labor, surely you should have taken into account their grandfathering policy.
No, I disagree with you. We needed to look at future investments, and as such, the issue around grandfathering was not relevant to that debate and would not have an impact on future decisions of investment.
Did you take into account advice from Treasury that was revealed under Freedom of Information that Labor's negative gearing policy would only have a modest impact on the economy?
We have looked at a different approach on this. Most of the other work that has been undertaken on the ALP policy to date has been around price. We've looked at it differently. We wanted to look at the direct impact on our membership.
Hypothetically, had this research come back and said that everything looked fine and on track and in line with Labor's policy, would we be having this conversation now?
I think we would, yes. If the modelling came back and said that it actually achieved the objectives that the ALP set out to achieve when it came to the building and construction industry, no doubt we would be commending them for it. But that, unfortunately, is not the case.
The slowing property market isn't just about Labor's negative gearing policy, is it? The banking regulator APRA has cooled investor lending. Banks are tightening their lending standards amid fallout from the Royal Commission. So there are other factors, aren't there?
Absolutely. And as such, the market is significantly going through a change. And we believe that if this policy in terms of CGT and negative gearing was implemented, it would exacerbate a downturn, or alternatively it would slow down improvements in markets, particularly in Western Australia, South Australia and the Northern Territory, that have been suffering for some time.
And that's Master Builders Australia Chief Executive Danita Warne with the ABC Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.